Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 61 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 31. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48. Dry with temps above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the upper 40s to the low 60s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Allura Lockwood. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. A fire yesterday burned more than 500 acres and prompted evacuations near Hutchinson. This happened in the Plum Creek neighborhood on the north end of town. Firefighters were able to get the flames under control and lifted evacuation orders last night. An aerospace manufacturer shifting production from Wichita to France. Airbus says it will transfer its A220 pylon production. Airbus says it doesn't have any plans to leave Wichita or downsize operations. And a woman is out $7,000 after a scammer convinced her they were a Saline County Sheriff's Office employee. They asked her to pay bonds for a Bitcoin machine. Salina police say no government agency will ever tell you to go to a Bitcoin machine to send money. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your KQNK News is being brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Two grass fires broke out Thursday afternoon in Russell County, keeping fire crews on the scene into the evening hours. One fire was reported around 2 p.m. about 2.5 miles south of Bunker Hill near Interstate 70, while another started around 12:20 p.m. near Lincoln and Pioneer Roads. Northwest winds were from 30 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Firefighters from Hayes and Claflin, along with other surrounding fire and EMS energy agencies, assisted in bringing the fires under control. Due to recent delays in heating propane, on December 17th, Governor Laura Kelly signed a proclamation of state disaster emergency for all 105 Kansas counties, according to a media release from Kelly's office. Governor Kelly noted that Kansas winters can be dangerously cold and emphasized the importance of ensuring all residents have reliable access to heating fuel throughout the season. She highlighted that this is especially critical for people in rural areas who rely on propane to heat their homes. This proclamation states areas within Kansas and surrounding state are experiencing a delay in delivery of propane for residential heating, causing long lines at fuel terminals, thereby causing a disruption in supply delivery and a need for drivers to increase the number of hours of service to deliver product. In response, Governor Kelly ordered the Adjutant General, Director of the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, to activate the disaster response and recovery portions of the Kansas Response Plan. The governor also temporarily suspended any regulatory statutes that would hinder or delay timely response to heating fuel deliveries. This proclamation covers dates through December 31st, 2025. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol is conducting a death investigation after a deceased person was found in rural Furnace County. The body was discovered Wednesday on a rural farm in northeast Furnace County, north of Oxford. A representative of the farm's owners was inspecting the property in preparation for sale and found the body in an outbuilding in one of the fields. the Furnas County Sheriff's Office has asked the Nebraska State Patrol to conduct the death investigation. It was apparent that the person had been deceased for some time. Investigators believe there is no threat to the public in Furnas County. An Alma teenager accused of crashing through a fence and stealing a county vehicle has entered a plea agreement in the Harlan County Court. Court records show 18-year-old Harley Mickle pleaded no contest to multiple charges, including criminal trespassing, criminal mischief involving more than $500 in damage, unauthorized use of a vehicle, and willful reckless driving. In exchange, prosecutors dismissed additional charges that included burglary, felony theft, and another count of criminal mischief. The case stems from an incident just before 11:30 p.m. on August 28th when a Harlan County deputy was alerted that someone had driven through a locked gate and taken a pickup from the County Roads Department near Alma. The damage was spotted through a live security feed monitored by dispatch. When the deputy arrived, the gate had been torn down and run over. A short time later, a Phelps County Sheriff's deputy located the stolen 2016 Chevy Silverado near Holdridge. The vehicle was stopped at the intersection of Highway 34 and Grant Street, and Mickle was arrested. Investigators say Mickle did not have permission to use the truck, and repairs to the damaged gate were estimated at about $1,300. Surveillance footage showed her entering a building, getting into the pickup, knocking down the gate, and then driving north toward Holdridge. Court records also show Mickle was ordered to live with her grandfather and attend school with no unexcused absences. She is still facing separate charges in an unrelated burglary and criminal mischief case. I'll be back with more after this.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Your menu today at Eisenhower Elementary: corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. At the Norton Junior Senior High School, lunch today will be beef and steak, or chili chicken crispitos, or chicken drummies, mac and cheese, fruit, and milk. Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and the Lady J basketball coach Cherry Brooks, followed by Blue Jay Boys basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer to update on the teams and their upcoming games.
I'm here with head girls basketball coach Cherry Brooks. Coach, last week you got your season started off, and then you went to a tournament last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday out at Goodland, the topside tip-off, and you started out with the Goodland team. And why don't we go from there on your Thursday Goodland game, and then we'll go right on in on Friday and Saturday also.
Okay. Yeah, we met up with Goodland right off the bat, and they're a very talented team. They've got a lot of tradition going the last several years, so you know when something is developed like that, that when you're going in there to play them at their home place, that it's going to be a challenge, and it definitely was. Their defense was kind of pretty intimidating to our young ladies, and with their height and everything like that. So we just had way too many turnovers, and then kind of got down on ourselves and struggled to kind of get things going.
And that tournament's never an easy tournament, even in the backside. Your next opponent was Burlington, and how'd that game go?
We played better against Burlington, but they're a pretty good team themselves. They had two seniors that made the all-tournament team and are very talented players, and hit several threes on us. We just weren't getting out and pressuring them like we needed to, and we did some better things. Each time we step on the floor, we get a little bit better with our execution and everything.
Your third game was against a familiar foe to you, is the Colby Lady Eagles, and that was for 7th and 8th, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. We played Colby for 7th and 8th, and even though they graduated the core of their team, they have two seniors that are returning from that team that went to state last year, and they've got several young girls, and their JV's been really strong. the last couple of years. So it wasn't any easy game. I did go back and listen to their game on their point of view on open spaces. And I didn't get to really watch thoroughly their other games that they played before they played us. And they had kind of struggled a little bit, it sounds like, in their first two games, and then played really well and shot extremely well from the field against us. But, you know, we played better in that game, and I really thought when we cut the lead down to four that we could pull things together. But we just aren't real good at keeping our composure and executing like we need to. We kind of get in a hurry and then just have too many turnovers. Even though we had less turnovers against them than we did against Burlington and Goodland, it still is giving them extra possessions that's not good for us. And then there, down the stretch, we kind of fouled when we could have got defensive stops, but they would get an offensive board and somehow we would end up fouling them. And so hopefully we're learning some lessons as we go along, and just getting more comfortable, and hopefully we'll learn to kind of keep our composure a little bit more.
And then on Tuesday of this week, that you played a Southern Valley team, and they looked very improved. And then, of course, that was a 43-40 loss for you. But why don't you tell us what your thoughts are on that game?
Well, I felt like the girls did do a better job of coming out and being a little bit more aggressive. I thought they did a great job on their press. They created several turnovers. Matter of fact, Southern Valley had 33 turnovers, and we got steals and tried to transition, and we did really well breaking their press too, but we just had a really rough night from the field, knocking shots down when we needed to knock them down. And then the game was pretty close the whole time, but at the end when we needed to execute and run plays, we didn't do the greatest job executing them, and then we couldn't get a shot to fall.
Then the junior varsity also was playing that day, and how did the junior varsity do?
The junior varsity girls have played Hoxie and Southern Valley, so they just have two games, and they weren't full games. The Hoxie game was just two quarters, and Southern Valley was three quarters. But they've won both of them. On Tuesday night, they won 26-11, and Cambry Cox led the way with 10 points, and then all the other players contributed a point or two or three or four. So it was a good team win for them, and they'll get to play again tomorrow against Russell, but they only have three quarters once again.
Then not very much time for practice for you. You were outside of the league and probably have to change up some things, as your next opponent is Russell. And what do you know about the Russell squad?
Well, Russell's kind of in the same boat that we are. They have not won a game yet. They've played some tough competition as well. They host a tournament at the beginning of the season where they have Central Plains coming in there and Phillipsburg coming and Smith Center. And Phillipsburg and Smith Center have several girls, most of their squad actually returning from last year. And so they're both having good seasons, but Russell's kind of struggling. They graduated a big talented core group of seniors last year. So they're mainly composed of freshmen and sophomores, and there's a few juniors. I cannot remember off the top of my head any seniors, though. When I watched their game against Phillipsburg, they tend to kind of sit back and play in a zone and have a tendency to turn over the ball as well. So I'm really hoping that the girls can come out with some confidence and pressure them and create some steals so we can get the opportunity to score.
One thing I did notice against Southern Valley is that you pretty much went to your bench quite early, and then there's quite a few that played.
Yeah, we're getting more and more girls comfortable playing. I wish that, you know, we could maybe give them some more minutes, but at least they're getting their JV time as well. But yeah, it's definitely nice to have girls that are ready to come in, and they all want to play, so that's a positive for sure.
That kind of brings us up to another tournament, the junior varsity. Is they will be traveling to Oakley and getting some time on the court there. What do you know about the Oakley tournament?
We'll start off the day at 9 o'clock and play Oakley in the high school gym. And then after that, it depends whether we win or lose, but Trigo and Quinter are on the other side, so we'll play one of those schools, and we'll just have two games that day, and that's it.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck on Friday and Saturday. Friday at Russell and then Saturday junior varsity at Oakley. Reporting for KQNK, I'm Fig Millen. I'm here with head boys basketball coach Jordan Wallmeyer. Coach, you've had quite a bit to do in this last first couple of weeks of the season, but last Friday you had went to the topside tip-off in Goodland, Max Jones Fieldhouse. Your first opponent was the McCook Bison, and boy, they sure played some pretty good ball out there.
Yeah, we knew what we were getting into Thursday night. We practiced our press break all week long, but it's hard to simulate that type of pressure and that type of intensity in practice, and showed up and saw it. The real deal. McCook's big, fast, strong, and they played big, fast, strong. They played comfortable and always forced us to be uncomfortable, and we really never recovered, really never got in rhythm and in a groove, and scoreboard ended up showing that.
Your next game the next day on Friday, it was against Burlington, Colorado, and a nice win for you there. And what did you see in that game?
It was nice to be able, after Thursday night's game, it was nice to turn around, play Friday, and have short-term memory. And I told the boys, you know, one game doesn't define the season. We got to forget about it. We move on. We got a chance to get better tonight. They showed a lot of mental toughness, bounced back, rebounded the ball well, executed well, defended well, and pulled out a solid win against Burlington. So it was a good turnaround, good bounce back for us, and we got better Friday night as well.
On Saturday, you played the Colby Eagles in the fifth and sixth place match there, and kind of a familiar foe for you, but Colby, they played pretty well that night too.
Yeah, they have a kid who can really light it up, and I thought we held him in check. He still got his points. He earned every one of them, though, and we executed the scouting report really well. We got the shots we wanted. We defended the way we wanted to. We played with them in the first half, and they got their role players stepped up and made some big shots, and we got tired. They're big, fast, strong, and we couldn't keep up on the board, so they pulled away from us there in the second half. But overall, execution-wise, I thought we played very well. I thought we played better Saturday than we did Friday, but we did not play well enough to win, unfortunately, and that's we just got beat. That's the way of the road.
Then some accolades for your team there. You have an all-tournament team and a couple others.
Yeah, Rylan Murray got named to the all-tournament team, represented us very well, played well over there all three games. And we also had Jace Bailey and Hudson Wicker that were recognized for the all-leadership team. Proud of all three of those guys, the leadership guys. That's leadership in school, on the floor, and in the community. So very well deserving. Glad all three of those guys got some recognition, and they deserve it. They earned it. They deserve it.
Not much practice time for you. The next opponent for you was Southern Valley Eagles, and that was on a Tuesday night. You hosted them here at Stoll Gymnasium. Why don't we talk a little bit about that first half?
Yeah, that first half, they came out guns a-blazing, and I think we were not fully prepared for that. I don't know if we were a little tired from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then quick turnaround Tuesday, but just defensively, we were not communicating. We had feet in sandboxes, it felt like, and we were moving slow. Energy was low. We were just not playing the brand of basketball that we've been trying to play all year long. And so at halftime, had to get after the guys a little bit, and they rose to the challenge, answered the bell. That first half, we go down 10-11 real early, so it takes a mentally tough team to understand that, I mean, we got to tighten some screws and really focus on the fundamentals to be able to come back. And for as young as we are, for those guys to get it done, that was good to see.
And then, of course, that second half, and you didn't get to take the lead until later in the third quarter there, but there's a young team from Southern Valley. Do you feel that you were able to get your game plan going in the third and fourth quarter?
Yeah. The one thing we have going for us that a lot of teams we've played so far don't is depth. We play nine deep, and that third quarter, we had 25, they had 21 in the third quarter, which is real high scoring. But defensively in the fourth, we started, I think Southern Valley started getting a little tired, and we kept guys flying in and out. And sometimes when you do that, it's hard for them to stay on the same page defensively, but we picked up our communication, threw a couple new looks out there, and started playing team defense and got a couple misses. And then when you get those misses, it's important you score off them, go on a run. And defensively, our defense won us that game, and our defense led to our offense there in the fourth, and that's why we were able to pull away late.
Of course, that's a win by 12. You got as high as 14 there in the second half, a lead, so a good win for your squad. Now it's the Russell Broncos as you travel down there on Friday night, 2-2 on the year. And what do you know about the Russell squad?
They have two kids that will shoot it from as soon as they cross half court. They're a threat to shoot it, and they shoot it at a high clip, so we got to know where those two guys are at all times. We're spending a lot of practice time today going through the scouting report and making sure we know where those two kids are at. We're going to throw a couple different looks at them defensively, but we're not getting away from the basics and what we believe in. But we understand it's important that when teams shoot like that, one-shot possessions are very important. So we're looking to win the rebounding battle tomorrow and make them pay for taking those deep threes. We got to rebound and run them, and hopefully put some runs together and come out on top.
Coach, also your JV gets back into action. Will you be playing all four quarters?
Yes, JV will have four quarters tomorrow, which is going to be good for those guys. It'll be the first time this year they've gotten four full quarters. And C team is still to be determined. We'll kind of find out when we get there. They have some injuries and illnesses going on, so hopefully they got enough kids to run a couple quarters to C team, but we'll find that out tomorrow.
On Saturday, you get to send your junior varsity squad to Oakley, some more court time for you. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that tournament?
We do head to Oakley. It's going to be a quick turnaround because we'll get back late Friday night, and then we're on the bus at 6:30 in the morning on the way to Oakley. We got two games scheduled. We play Oakley at 9 o'clock in the Vista, which is the new gym, I believe, and then we play Trigo right after it. So those JV guys will play back-to-back Saturday morning, which is probably good for them because that's just more game time. They won't be too tired to play. They love it. They're itching. They're ready to go. So I'm excited to see those young guys in action. I forgot to mention at the Southern Valley JV, we played two quarters there, and our JV came out on top again. So JV's sitting at 2-0 this year. So looking to keep building on that momentum and hopefully have a good weekend.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck when you travel to Russell, the varsity and the junior varsity having games there. And then on Saturday, you'll send the junior varsity to Oakley, and 9 o'clock you play Oakley, and at 10 o'clock you play Trigo. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig. Coach Brooks and Coach Wallmeyer, and best of luck to both teams in their upcoming games. Your KQ&K news has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. The weather's being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today should be sunny with a high near 61, south wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. This evening mostly cloudy with a low around 31, south wind around 10 miles per hour becoming north after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 48, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 50, south winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. I'll be back with more weather after this.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
For Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 62. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 67, and on Christmas Day, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Currently at the Norton Airport, it's unavailable. I'm sorry. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Breaking news, Denise has left the building for the holidays. And while she's gone, guess what? We're turning the loan specials all the way up. Right now at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, grab our Christmas loan special with rates as low as 4.00% financing on 2015 and newer vehicles. If it's shiny, new to you, and newer than 2015, we're ready to help you roll into Christmas in style. But hurry before Denise returns and reins us back in. Stop in today and let's slay this holiday season together. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIW in Topeka on Wednesday, and he discussed why Jace Brown decides his intent to enter the transfer portal. While some might come down to money, it also could come down to his talent.
Well, I've kind of sensed from Jace a desire to be on a bigger stage, which is just the way it is. Will Howard did it. We didn't know he was going to go to that big a stage, but he did it. And I think Jace wants to see how he matches up, maybe in the SEC. We'll see what the desire is, what his actual market value is. These guys think they know what their number is, but the market will bear that out. And I imagine someone will pay him, because there's some schools out there with exceedingly bigger budgets than Kansas State that will probably value him at the number he wants. So I think it was a business decision at the end of the day for Jason. So be it. K-State will move on.
Brown has just announced his intent to enter the portal. The portal doesn't open until January 2nd. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Kansas hospital staff know the facts about 340B.
The 340B program helps patients in our community through our medication assistance program. The program allows us to offer medications to our patients at a decreased price, which gets them access to medications they may not otherwise be able to afford.
Learn more at 340bkansas.org and see the difference 340B makes every day. This ad was paid for by the Kansas Hospital Association.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.